on the Big Sports Breakfast. Here's league historian and statistician David Middleton.
Middo, how are you, champion?
That's low, TK. To tell you what, hasn't round nine come around quickly?
It certainly has.
Is it round nine already?
Oh. It was a brilliant game yesterday, wasn't it?
It seemed like yesterday it was round eight.
Yeah. what'd you make of yesterday?
It was a terrific game, great atmosphere, and we talk about the Broncos and the Cowboys being one of the great clashes of the season. Well, I think this one is right up there every year. And it's sort of set in stone now, isn't it, as that tradition is there after about 15 years. You know, it's a great contest, and that crowd will stay after what we saw yesterday. It was a quality contest.
I think everyone marks it down in the calendar, don't they? And, you know, it's obviously a very, very important day for our service people who all did us extremely proud in the past and still do, but it's nice that I think it's a great way of teaching the younger kids even more about Anzac Day. I think the younger generation have a terrific respect for Anzac Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that's our way of celebrating the freedoms that we were given by our service people.
Well done to Kevin Sheedy, you know. I mean, yeah, he's an ideas man. He is an ideas man. I mean, he came up with it, and it's just kicked on for both codes. So
yeah, but look at the Melbourne Storm and the Warriors last night. There were 22,000 people at Amy Park.
A lot
Park.
Of confused Kiwis.
Well, there
know.
Were. They sure
Who do
were.
I cheer for?
Yeah, yeah. But see, again, look, the Storm have built that game very well as well.
Yes.
And, you know,
in
two cities, it's a terrific contest.
Yeah, it is, mate. All right, let's have a look at their tough fixtures pick a winner with this round as well. We start with the Broncos. Their favourites, $1.43 against the Panthers. Struggling Panthers, $2.85.
Yeah, they're paddling, aren't they, the Panthers at the moment? They're really down on their confidence, down on luck at the moment. Look, I can see reasons why they could turn things around against the Broncos, but it's really hard to tip against a tough Brisbane side at Suncorp. Yeah, Anthony Griffin's record against Wayne Bennett. They've met 10 times as coaches, and Griffin's teams have won 8 to Bennett's 1 with 1 draw. That's a reason to tip the Panthers, but I'm not going to do it. I can't do it this week. I think there's still concern over Bryce Cartwright's fitness. Tamari Martin's got a neck injury as well. So I'm sticking with Brisbane at Suncorp.
Yeah, you want to see something from Penrith sooner rather than later. 220, the South Sydney Rabbitohs. No George Burgess. He's out for 4 weeks. Manly, $1.67. They were very, very good last week.
Yeah, they were. Look, and South's, you know, it's a tough thing to say, but look, to some degree, they're probably better off without George with some of the things that he's coming up with
penalties
on the field at the moment, penalties-wise, discipline-wise. You know, there was, question what he did with that tackle last week. With
Anthony Milford.
With the Milford shoulder charge. You really do. So they'll be without him for 4 weeks. Tough one to pick this because the Seagulls have been hot and cold. They've been pretty disappointing at home. That they've won 3 out of 4, I think, away from home this season. So you get an idea, I guess, in the first 5 minutes of the game, which sort of Manly team's going to show up. I'll tip Manly to win in a tight one over the Rabbitohs.
Okay. Cowboys at $1.55. The Eels, they obviously had a win, $2.45.
Paul Green has named Jonathan Thurston in the 21-man squad. But I don't know, you know, some of the language that was coming out of Paul Green after that was, you know, all that encouraging about his prospects of playing in that game and then representing Australia.
See, if he picks him for this and he plays, he's then got to be available for the Kangaroos.
Yep.
If he doesn't pick him for this, he doesn't play for the Kangaroos, and that gives him even more time to make sure he's 1,000% fit.
Yeah, you don't want to risk him, do you, really? You know, it's one of those things. It's a tough road trip for the Eels. They've won only one game in Townsville since 2000. Most of the Eels players have never won at 1300 Smiles Stadium. And the Cowboys have done pretty well in Thurston's absence. There's some players that have really stuck up their hands as playmakers. You know, Morgan was really good last week, but unlikely players like John Asiata and Blake Leary filling in at hooker for Jake Granville, they've been very good. I'll tip the Cowboys at home.
The Gold Coast Titans up against the Newcastle Knights, and we chatted with Brownie last week, Nathan Brown. They've been gallant every week but one, Newcastle, but again, they're going to start rank outsiders here.
Yeah, they will against a Titans team that has been equally, if not more gallant this season with the number of injuries that they've had, and that they've battled injuries for 2 or 3 years. But under Neil Henry, they show a real steel, this Titans side, and that was an outstanding win against Cronulla last Saturday night. To get the points over the defending premiers on their home turf was phenomenal. You have to tip them to beat the Knights, although ironically Newcastle's only win in the last 12 months was against the Titans early this season. I will stick with the Gold Coast to win.
Tough one, this one. The Doggies outsiders, $2.65, and the Raiders, $1.48.
Yeah, it is a tough one to pick. It's a toss of the coin, as are several other games this round. The Raiders might have been a little bit caught off guard by Manly last week. The Seagulls had been poor at home for a couple of weeks and then came out all fired up and caught the Raiders on the back foot last Friday night. But look, I don't think the Raiders will be ambushed by the Dogs. They'll know exactly what they're up for, and I think the Raiders will start a lot better this week, and I think they can win at ANZ Stadium.
The Sharkies, $1.48 up against the West Tigers, $2.65. Tigers need to find some consistency.
Yeah, they do.
Coming off a loss.
They've been a lot better under Ivan Cleary, haven't they? Just the way they've defended. You know, they're not being caught short out wide or caught on that scrum play with that kick to the corner as they had been a few times earlier in the year. Okay. So, they're really invested in Ivan Cleary to start with, but hard to go past the Sharks after coming off a loss as well. It's the wrong time to find them. I think Cronulla at Leichhardt, they don't have a great record there, but they can win.
Warriors $2.15, Mido. Roosters $1.70.
How would you know with this one? They're both coming off a short turnaround, having played yesterday, the Warriors in Melbourne, the Roosters here in Sydney, and both crossed the Tasman for this game on Sunday afternoon. These teams have produced some fantastic clashes against each other. They were grand finalists back in 2002. Three golden point games. They were golden point last year. You'll remember Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in his first game against the Roosters scored a golden point try to win up at Gosford. It's a hard one to pick, as I say, but Roosters might have found something yesterday.
And, mate, the Melbourne Storm, $1.43 up against the Dragons, $2.85. Just repeating that news too. Unfortunately, Gareth Widdop, the medial ligament in the left knee doesn't look good.
Yeah, and so it could be anywhere from maybe 4 weeks to 6 weeks to eight weeks. Early diagnosis on that one. So hard to go with the Dragons without their playmaking 5'8", who's been in great form this season. Leading point scorer as well. Melbourne Storm, you know, they just continue to get the job done and roll over those points. Top of the ladder now. This is a top of the ladder clash, 1 versus 2. But no Widdop, you'd have to stick with the Storm.
Good on you, Mido. We've got it sorted.
All right. Well, let's hope so.
How hard is it?
Whoa. Yeah, as you say, TK, if you'd just thrown your ideas out the window and gone for the teams you didn't think were going to win, you probably would have ended up with the same.
Get the same result.
Get the same result.
Good on you, Mido.
Thanks, guys.
He's the guru.